The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning, everyone, or good day, and welcome to our meditation session. And as we begin this meditation, I'd like to suggest an idea. Maybe some of you will find it meaningful. And that is that there are two halves to meditation. There's what you bring, and there's what you receive. There is what you contribute to your meditation, and then what you allow. And the meeting of those two is where meditation is. And so on one hand, what you contribute has to do with your autonomy, your ability to engage autonomously, independently from what is happening around you, what's happening within you. And then what you receive is, I like to call it the natural world. That kind of like you're a naturalist who is clearly autonomous in engaging, observing the natural world that's being studied, but is also not interfering with it and allowing the natural world to kind of unfold the way that it is so they can be studied. And so we ourselves are a natural system. Nature is found right here in our body, in our minds, our hearts, and our emotions. The whole working of our psychophysical system, you know, 99.9999% of it, or at the minimum, is this phenomenal natural system that's evolved over millennia. We still don't even know the full extent to which this whole psychophysical system really works. But it works. It keeps us alive, keeps us going for a good number of years. And it's probably more of who we are is a product of our natural, of nature doing its thing through us than it is what we think or what we do, what we feel we're responsible for, what we judge ourselves for, what we criticize ourselves for, what we... So... In meditation, we're sitting here to be autonomous, to stand up, sit metaphorically upright, present, attentive. The attention is where the autonomy is found. So you don't have to make some complicated idea of individualistic autonomy, but it's the autonomy that comes from showing up and being present for the experience, for being aware, oh, this is what's happening. And in that, this is what's happening, then there's also what's happening is nature. And nature can be trusted. Nature, if we stay autonomous, if we don't interfere and don't participate, and that's the autonomy part, don't participate, don't get entangled or caught in anything, almost like you're making a room to, wow, this is nature. This is a natural world unfolding here. And my proposal is you assume the natural world moves towards health. If there's tension, it moves towards relaxation. If there's fear, it moves towards relaxation. If there is anger, it moves towards release. If there's sadness, it moves to a freeing of certain kind of healing of the sadness. There's all this forces inside of us that moves towards health if we allow it. And so this meeting and this gesture of namaste, of bringing our hands together, anjali, of putting our hands together like this, it's our autonomy and nature that meet in this practice. And then we see what happens. So to assume a an appropriate posture for meditation, appropriate for you. And relax your gaze. If you're looking at the screen, for example, you might turn your gaze down at about 45 degrees. In a way that the eyes can relax. And if it's comfortable, you might close your eyes. And then to take a few long, leisurely, and deep breaths. Maybe 3/4 full, so you doesn't tire you to breathe deep. Then a long exhale, slow, relaxed, long, but not so long that it becomes a strain. And then deep, full inhales to feel your body, your torso, your shoulders, ribcage. Many of the things that you feel as you breathe in deeply in your torso, you share with many other animals that breathe as well. Rib cage and shoulders and movement, filling of the lungs. It's a natural process. And then as you exhale, to relax the body. Sometimes as the shoulders, the belly, different parts relax, it's appropriate to adjust the posture a little bit. Maybe sit up a little straighter. Open the chest a bit more. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, softening the face around the eyes, maybe the lips can, in the middle of the lips, maybe they can part a little bit, maybe just a millimeter. That allows maybe the lip area, the mouth area, to be a little bit more relaxed. On the exhale, to relax the shoulders. Maybe feeling the weight of the shoulders allows for something to release. Relaxing to the pull of gravity. And on the exhale, relaxing the area around the heart. Maybe relaxing together with the phrase, "It's okay." For now, it's okay. However you're feeling, however things are. And then the exhale, relaxing the belly. Sometimes relaxing the belly and letting it maybe sag forward, the weight of it to settle further down. Can be a reminder to be grounded here, rooted here in the body and the lower torso, here now. And the autonomy I'm talking about is very, very simple. The autonomy of being aware. To be aware without entanglement. To be a naturalist of yourself. An awareness, perhaps, that's receptive, allowing. You might have preferences. You might have ideas and judgments about what's happening. But awareness does not. To disentangle yourself from your preferences and agendas, judgments, let them be, and take refuge in the simplicity of awareness. There is where we discover our autonomy and freedom. And for now, just assume that everything else is nature. And you're allowing there to be a meeting, a recognition, a knowing, contact between awareness and nature. And with the rhythm of breathing being relatively constant, it's a good place to stabilize, steady yourself in that meeting between awareness and nature. Nature is a natural functioning. And even if you are controlling your breath, it's okay. That's nature true too. Just be aware of how things are in an autonomy of awareness, just aware, and the meeting of awareness and breathing. How simple can you be with your awareness? Present moment awareness. Just aware what is and everything else, everything what is nature. Be aware, don't participate in it. Just see it for what it is, nature. And as you step away, maybe the healing forces of nature, the harmonizing forces have a chance to operate. As we come to the end of this meditation, it's a gift to yourself and to others to have this open, autonomous capacity for awareness, inclusive of the people in your lives, people you'll encounter today, the people of your communities, immediate communities, wider communities, the communities of people on your continent where you live and around the world. And in this autonomy of awareness, to let it be a channel through which your heart can sing, your heart can smile in appreciation and valuing of others. They too are nature, profound, important, part of a whole. Who knows what important parts they play? But they too can move towards harmony, healing, wholeness, when they're held in awareness, in care. And may we, with our capacity for awareness, hold all beings in our care. May all beings be appreciated. May all beings be valued. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to all that.